Time now for local news on WBKV. While area law enforcement agencies responded to dozens of calls during yesterday's all-day snowstorm, none of those accidents appear to have caused any serious injuries. Classes resumed today at Kennedy Middle School in the Germantown School District. A Monday morning fire in a battery rack in the robotics area of the tech ed classrooms caused students to be sent home early. School was closed yesterday for cleaning. Superintendent Jeff Holmes says some areas will be off limits as cleanup continues. One staff member was treated for smoke inhalation. No students were injured. A 31-year-old Hartford man remains in the Washington County Jail as he awaits a court appearance after he allegedly robbed a West Bend bank last week. Court documents allege that Paul M. Schneider entered the Westbury Bank on West Washington Street at 5 o'clock last Thursday afternoon and handed a teller a note demanding money. A short time later, he was stopped by police at the Fleet Farm parking lot. When ordered to exit the vehicle, Schneider got out holding a knife to his neck. He refused to drop the knife and cut himself in the neck before he could be disarmed. After the cut was treated at a local hospital, he was transferred to the Washington County Jail. Schneider made his initial appearance before Judge James Muehlbauer on Monday. He's due back in court on the robbery and related charges on April 13th. No bond has been set on the bank robbery charge. Schneider is due in court this morning to face felony charges from a previous case. He's accused of selling a shotgun and two rifles that were taken from a gun locker last year. He's also facing narcotics possession charge in Milwaukee County. A 42-year-old Jackson man facing a laundry list of criminal charges after allegedly pointing a gun at his 14-year-old daughter and firing a shot into the floor in November. We'll be back in Washington County Court today. Ronald D. Landreth is charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety, intentionally pointing a firearm at a person, two counts of receiving stolen property, and possession of a short-barreled shotgun.